from your home of nearly fact check sports infotainment.
Slightly.
Flemmy live from Studio A. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
That's a good opening.
It is.
That's solid.
That was good.
That really sums up what we're doing here. That is good stuff. How's your week?
That's all right so far.
So far? All right.
So far.
All right.
It's only Tuesday.
It still feels like a full week already. It's been a week since I've seen you.
It's
been a good full sports week. Summer, right?
Pretty much.
We saw no weather. Where it was not beautiful.
Bad. Yeah.
The mushrooms came out.
Yeah.
I got oyster mushrooms all over the place
nice.
In my yard. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good eats.
So do I.
Yeah.
Pheasant back.
Ooh. That's good. Yeah, you know, you do what you do with it. We could cook. Why are we doing a sports show?
We could alternate.
Cooking, wrestling, you know.
We still have not talked once about wrestling.
Zero. We've talked about talking about wrestling, I think I've mentioned that John Cena was retiring. That was the entirety of.
This is last year.
All right, yeah. So there we go. There's our wrestling for the year. Yeah. Nice job.
Yeah.
Good plug. In the world of actual sports.
Ooh. Oh,
you know,
some people might take offense to that.
The pro wrestlers can call in. That's fine. Yeah, they feel free to call in 9:30.
Sports entertainment.
Yes, infotainment. You're absolutely right. It's my favorite of the sports entertainments, by the way.
Another one.
I watch pro wrestling before I watch sports.
Right, but is there anything else out there that's called sports entertainment?
I mean, one could argue that the NFL.
Golf.
One could argue that everything in the NFL besides the actual games is just the WWF. It's just entertainment. It's just, you know, fireworks and fun.
Who thinks makes more money?
Between who and who?
Football. Like, let's call it. Who's like the number top? You know, any top five player in football?
Wrestlers by a ton.
But it's not. I think it's the royalties and the merchandising and that
the,
one.
But
NFL still too. I mean, that's. I mean, you're looking at. I mean. Brock Purdy's getting $53 million now a year.
He is making $53 million last time around. A lot of these pro wrestlers are hitting $100 million a year. They're so important to the. And granted, wrestling. Wow, I can't believe we're actually going to cover pro wrestling. What are you doing? What are you doing to me, guy? I like it. I like where. Are you looking up pro wrestling stats or pro wrestling wages?
Yeah.
I'm because they make so much money in other things outside of just the squared circle,
right? Right.
Like some of these guys are actors. Some of these guys are, The Rock. I don't know what else who else some of these guys are, but they got to be hitting $100 million. No, still better to be a pro football player, is it?
Roman Reigns top earner, $15 million tops.
Oh, that's nothing. Okay, never mind. Don't let your kids grow up to be pro wrestlers. Be pro football players.
Roman
clearly.
Reigns is 15. Cody Rhodes at $10 million. Randy Orton $10 million. No.
No. The answer is clearly a hard no on that. Apparently the golden age of wrestling has done past. All right.
Well, I think it's still golden age.
Because I remember times when The Rock was one of the highest paid entertainers in America.
He's entertainers.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, he's also movies and.
Right. Yeah. He's a whole thing. He's not just people's eyebrow.
Complete package.
Yeah. So like I said, in real sports.
It's still going to be a quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Yeah. I'd rather be Joe Burrow than Roman Reigns. Okay. Yeah.
Would you though?
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. Those wrestlers.
I don't have the hair, but to have that hair, head of hair, Roman Reigns.
Oh, that's pretty rock solid. That's not bad. But you know, for the amount of money Joe Burrow makes, you could buy a wig.
Or just stay bald and keep
for
it shiny.
$70 million a year, you can be as bald as you want. People will still adore you. That's a fact. That's a wonderful
not
fact.
Me.
No, the actual people were $70 million. Yeah.
Okay.
So basketball happened?
Off the rail.
Nope. We almost made it the 3 minutes of really, really, of almost fluff. No.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Hey, nice. All right. And counting.
NBA?
The NBA playoffs are currently going on.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your Timberwolves are still there.
Yeah.
They're down
3-1.
They're down 3-1.
So now they've got to theoretically win 3 in a row.
I mean, it's not even a theoretical, right? Like if
they have to win 3 in a row.
They have to now win 3 games in a row.
And how many teams do I think have done it? Like twice?
It's not real frequent. No, it's a tough spot to be in.
LeBron did it, I think, that one year.
Yep, they were down 3-1. And they really had a shot there, right? Like they lost by 2.
I thought that aside from that game last night, that one where they just throttled him, I'm like, all right, here it is.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of professionals that thought that Minnesota's going to pull this off in seven games.
Sure.
I mean, they still could. Doubt it. But they still could. But
there's something to be said when a team as good as the Thunder are, and on paper,
yeah, they're good too.
They're as good as any team could be. Like, wow, they're really
one of
the set
top
up.
Defensive yep, team. And it shows.
They're set up with length and talent. And Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, their lead guard, yeah, is the best guard in basketball. He really just, as much as good as Anthony Edwards is, he is a tier below those guys. You can, yeah, you can see it
but
in a
only,
series
I mean, how,
like this.
How old is SGA?
They're in that. See, he's 25. He's mm-hmm. not incredibly old. He's not. I mean, Anthony Edwards is 23.
He's got.
They've
yeah.
both had. Anthony Edwards has been the man since his rookie year. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander was part of a huge trade
yep.
to end up with the Thunder. It was kind of a forgotten first round draft pick. He's really worked and developed into just the best guard in the country.
I mean, stuff like this. I mean, it motivated him from last year because
yes.
he went out. I think it'll motivate him again. He's really. He's only 23. We got to remember
yeah, yeah,
that.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards has room to grow. There's a there's a platform there. There's space for it. You see it when you're watching him.
I mean, that team, considering is a brand new team.
Sure.
I mean, they meshed pretty well. I mean, it took about halfway through the season. All of a sudden, you're like, oh yeah, here we go. So I think
they are also one of the most expensive rosters in basketball, which
well,
is
for Minnesota. That's
hey,
pretty
that's
good.
What you're, yeah,
I'll
I was
take
just
it.
I was just about to say if you can acquire enough talent that you are the highest paid team in the league, great. Yeah, the Bucks are also, because amongst those other best teams, highest paid teams in the league are the Warriors,
yep.
who have won multiple championships. The Bucks, who have won a single championship, but are now in debt. Like, they are just, they are behind yeah, the right. So, you know, it works. You have to spend that money in the NBA, and if you have a chance to put four guys on a max contract, so do it. Pay the tax.
Yeah,
figure it out.
Right.
Make sure those are the right guys, because that's what Minnesota has done. They've paid a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people scoffed at when they got rid of Towns,
mm-hmm.
thinking, oh, this is going to be a rebuild year. Here they are back in the you know, the championship.
Yeah, it turns out you can't like I said, they have too much talent to rebuild. And in basketball, all it takes is one guy. If you have one great player and they happen to have one and then some other real good players,
right.
you can't tank. You know, you just, you're never going to tank. You're going to be
competitive. And I don't think in Minnesota's case, it's about tanking. It's about you know.
Their tanking got them Anthony Edwards. That's what you do in the NBA. You get that number one pick, and you just start sort of building and building and building, and they've done it. And the Thunder have done the same thing.
Right.
The Thunder have made a couple of trades in their franchise history. They've traded away James Harden. They've traded away Kevin Durant. They've traded Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
They've traded Paul George to get Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. They've acquired a number two overall pick with tall guy, Chet Holmgren. You know, like, they have a ton of talent on that roster. Those are some really well put together franchises. I've said that a couple times about these. They're doing it the right way.
Yeah.
When you look at the Bucks not doing it the right way, it becomes real, real clear that sometimes these GMs get it. Sometimes you don't need a retread coach. Sometimes you don't need multiple players in their late 30s. Sometimes you need younger athletes.
Yeah.
And
the
both those teams have done it so well. Thunder up, like I said, the 128-126 last game, that was their shot. That was Minnesota's real clear shot.
Tying it up and then make it in a real series.
Yep.
And they'll win. They'll probably win. They'll win one more game.
Okay. I mean, they're playing tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain they go every other day now for the NBA playoffs.
Yep.
So you've got right now going on, you've got New York and the Pacers going on in the
tied
East.
In the quarter, second quarter right now.
And it's you know, they say, like, styles make fight if this was boxing.
Yeah.
The Pacers-Knicks feels like a game out of the 90s.
Sure.
The Pacers like to run. The Knicks like to run a little bit, but they play some, you know, smash-mouth defense. The Pacers have a lot of guys chippy. They got a lot of guys who are chippy. Tyrese Halliburton, Wisconsin's own.
Chippy.
He's real chippy. He's got a resting, angry face that he looks – he's got that – he looks mad. He looks –
See that game-tying shot he made last week?
I sure did, yeah.
That bounced and doinked and then...
Right through, yeah.
They thought it was a three-pointer that would have won the game. That's why he did the choking.
Yeah. Yep, he's got some...
Reggie Miller.
He's got some attitude to him, you know, and I like that. That plays well for me. I like... And so does the Knicks, by the way. Karl Anthony Towns is not just a clumsy goof, although he kind of is. He's also turning into a really, really good playoff...
Easy now.
A good playoff
player? He's okay. He's all right. I mean, but you know, for what they're paying him and what they, you know, gave up to get him.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's a reason he's been traded as dominant as he can be and unarguably one of the better offensive weapons in basketball. He scored 20 in the or he scored.
He's inconsistent.
But he does. He looks like he's uncomfortable a lot of times. He odd angles and kind of gets pushed around once in a while. But then or he'll take a terrible three-pointer, but then he'll make it. You know, he's real, real talented. I've enjoyed watching that series. It reminds me of the basketball I grew up watching as a kid.
Sure.
T-Wolves and Thunder is a lot faster paced, a lot younger. I mean, I'm not that old, I'm not that young, but in NBA terms, I like an old man's game.
Sure.
I do the Boston Celtics method of how many threes can we shoot before this game ends.
Sure.
It's effective. But it's not real fun to watch. Those games, like I said, the Knicks and Pacers is fun to watch. I will be rooting for either one of those teams to beat the Thunder. As I don't think, you know, they're not. I know. The T-Wolves are not winning three games in a row.
What if they do?
I would love it. It would be, I mean.
If they were to pull that off, mm-hmm. he would be exalted as one of the best.
Yes.
You know, if he could pull it off.
And I
don't know if they can pull it. I mean, they have the tools. They have
sure.
players that could do it. You know, the game before last, they throttled them.
Yep, and I think that's part of the problem. In a game of egos, in a game of pro, you blow somebody up by 40. The next game, they are coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Real angry, and if you don't match that, you're not. And that's kind of I feel like what happened watching that game is they won by too many points. They embarrassed the other team.
They also double teamed Anthony Edwards
every time
the whole game. Which threw him off. And more, with him being only 23, doesn't have that experience on how to overcome that kind of stuff yet.
Nope.
You know?
I call it the Kobe treatment because that's what happened to Kobe when he was playing with a lesser team with the Lakers without Shaq. Basically, when he would start getting hot, they would just double him. But he was the best. He was great at passing. He understood. Yeah, Anthony Edwards isn't quite there.
No.
As a player.
And I think he'll be there. Give him another year or two. I think he'll kind of see his...
The Timberwolves, the team around them, perhaps learns to get a little better in these spots. Like this is the spot for Dante Vincenzo. This is your spot for Julius Randle. Because early in the playoffs, Julius Randle was the best player on the court for the T-Wolves. He was hitting triple doubles. He was essentially a point forward. If they can do that, maybe they have a chance to win a couple, two, three games. But again, the Thunder are real big. They're playing at home. They had an incredible record all year. Won't surprise me at all if they end up in the finals.
Right.
Knicks, Thunder, either one. I will be rooting for my Eastern Conference team just because it's a little more fun, more familiar series for me.
Yeah.
Also is that harsh reminder that the Bucks are still coached by Doc Rivers. And that's what's holding you back. I've come to the realization that a franchise that has relied on Giannis to be sort of that de facto GM, he's given the vote of confidence to three coaches, two of whom have been fired.
Yeah.
And this third one could be fired anytime. I don't want Doc Rivers to coach a team that Giannis is on. I would rather trade Giannis than have to deal with another year of watching Giannis's career be ruined by Doc Rivers.
Sure.
Trading Giannis would be the biggest thing that's happened in Wisconsin sports in for the Bucks essentially since getting Giannis. You know, like the what you could get for him really sets your franchise up for the next phase.
Or does right now if you were to trade him or whatever the case is. And
the other teams that are in the Eastern and Western finals have all done that. They've drafted correctly, made trades to get to the bottom, made trades to acquire draft picks. That's how you build in the NBA. So yeah, if you're the Bucks, please watch this series and know what you could do. Please and thank you.
Okay.
Brewers.
Yeah.
They are not leading the show for me once again.
27-28 right now.
27-28. They were last time we talked, they were something like 24-26. They have over the last 10 games, won 5 and lost 5.
Yeah.
The same old, same old, same old, although it's a team that's not hitting.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple other guys, I watched was listening on the radio, Christian Yelich had a 2-home run game. First one he's had in a long, long time. He's still hitting .188.
Sure.
Joey Ortiz over the last 5 games has 5 hits over the last 5 games. He's playing well, he's still batting a .173. It's really underwhelming to look at a lineup.
Cubs are doing well.
Featuring so many players. Yeah, the Cubs are, I mean, yeah, yes.
Weren't the Cubs, they the worst team last year?
The Cubs, yes. They were a disappointment in the division. I don't believe they made the playoffs. They were just a tier below where the Brewers were at in Craig Council's first year.
Oh. Took them a year to figure it all out, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
You're not catching them is kind of how that's going to go.
Does it matter because the Dodgers are just going to win it all on that side?
I mean, yeah, of course it matters because in baseball, there's wild card spots all over the place. And
Tigers are back into it.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm going all over
the
place.
No, please do.
I'm just looking at the standings right now because my Twins are doing pretty good. They're at over 500 at 29 wins and 24 losses.
Yes. They're a team that
they've been coming on strong.
Like, I'd like to pretend, like, yeah, well, we're going to talk about...
Nah, we can't talk. We don't know.
I don't know enough. I honestly don't know enough about the Twins players to be able to really give you...
Carlos Correa.
Sure.
Yep. Willie Castro.
And yeah, and that's about it. I don't know. Scott Erickson's still not pitching for him, is it? Kent Herbeck's still not in the cleanup spot. So, yeah, I can't really tell you much.
Royce Lewis has been a big...
Justin Morneau, still retired? Yeah. Yes. Joe Mauer's still a Hall of Famer, but okay. I living this close to the border, you'd think, nope, I can tell you more about the 1987 and 1992 Twins teams than I can about the current teams, is where I'm at.
Whatever, they're having fun. They're doing it.
Yeah, they're going to be a playoff team, and come playoff time when the Brewers don't make it.
Of course, the Tigers are being 36-20 right now.
The Tigers were... For the last few years, they're a team that's had multiple first round or number one overall picks. They've struggled. They made the playoffs last year. They've been on that slow climb. They won a World Series like a dozen years ago, and have just sort of been rebuilding and retooling. Yeah. At some point, they lost.
White Sox are still horrible.
White Sox are worse than they were last year.
17-37 right now.
Yes. There's a couple of real – there's some real awful, awful baseball being played. They're always –
Orioles.
The Orioles are surprisingly bad. The Orioles were the surprise good team last year. Tons of young talent. Had Corbin Burns.
Pirates.
Stole them from the Brewers. And they've been bad. Pirates are terrible.
Marlins.
Marlins are awful. Again.
The Rockies.
Oh, the Rockies haven't won 10 games yet this year.
No, they're at 9-45.
9-45. That's too – can you imagine – Can you imagine?
That's like worse than the Athletics.
Yeah, and the Athletics are playing half their season in a minor league stadium.
Yeah, they're at 23 wins at least for the year.
They look okay. They look acceptable. But to be a fan of the Colorado Rockies must be just, they're never good.
Yeah.
If you lived in Colorado and you were a baseball fan, or if you lived in Denver, wherever, you have to go. You get season tickets to watch them just lose over and over. Free agents don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Because your stats get so out of whack in the thin air, pitchers don't want to go.
Yeah.
Hitters don't want to go because their numbers dip back down after they leave. It's so hard to want to go play there. You'd rather play against the Rockies and go there, 12 times a year than you would play four. Yeah, no, they're really bad. I wish a team like, I guess we have the Pirates in our division.
You do,
so
yeah.
That helps. That helps a little bit. But yeah, the Brewers are... Still not hitting. Their bullpen is getting better, but they're still amongst the middle to bottom of the relievers. They're pitching more relief innings than just about everybody. One of the lowest batting averages in the National League. Their starting pitchers, I don't know how they're only two games under, quite honestly. A team, they play a lot of defense, and they're fast on the bases, and that keeps you in some games. But, man, they're...
The law of averages says that I'll catch up to you.
They're an 87-win team. 87-92 feels like... I don't know if that's 162. I'm not a mathlete. But they're not going to be over 500. Right, they're not a playoff team. Yeah. They're just plain old not.
Would you like to move on from your Brewers today?
I mean, kind of, but I was going to talk about some of their young... Like, I was going to say, they got one or two young guys.
Sure.
Logan Henderson is a young guy who has pitched now. He's 23. He's got four or five starts in the majors. He was the first pitcher, in Major League history, which is a long history, to have more than seven strikeouts in his first four appearances. He's pitching really, really, really well. For a team that's under 500, that's just looking for a bright spot, Logan Henderson would be it. So naturally, they sent him down to the minors yesterday to save some money and some service time, because players like D.L. Hall, who was part of a trade last year, has been hurt ever since.
Sure.
He was part of the Orioles trade.
Okay.
With Corbin Burnes. He immediately got hurt and hasn't played since. We're talking like a year and a half.
Okay.
Brandon Woodruff, who was their star, their horse, about 2, 3, 4 years ago, I mean, hasn't pitched since 2023.
No.
He's finally coming off the disabled list.
Oh, that's good.
Carlos Quintana, a 36-year-old guy who has a history of injury problems on a one-year deal. He's coming back.
Maybe the last bit of a run.
Aaron Ashby, a guy who's been out, again, for an entire year. Younger pitcher who's signed for a long-term deal. They're bringing him up. So they're missing a chance to develop some of these young guys, and you sort of have to do that in the minors. You know, you're going to the minors, you're going to still get it. You're going to pitch. You're going to get every five days you're going to pitch. But, man, I don't have any confidence in any of the players I just named more than I do over the 23-year-old dude who's just striking everybody out. He's gone 6 innings and struck out people all the time. That's who you want. Even if you're not going to win some games, even if it means a year of paying a guy, that's what I'd like to be able to talk about. Abner Uribe, one of their relievers, has only given up 1 earned run all year. He's 23 years old, spent most of the year last year in the minors with control issues. I'd like to talk about that. But when you're going to be under 500 for the entire year,
right,
it does make it hard to talk about. One last thing,
yes,
I wanted to talk about with,
yes,
the Brewers. Jackson Chourio.
Yes.
Best player we've ever seen.
Yep.
Since Paul Molitor, since Robin Yount,
yep,
that the Brewers have ever seen. Signed him to a 10-year contract last year. Last year, he was the youngest player to ever hit 20 home runs, 20 steals in a season. He has started out the year this year projected to have some of the remarkably bad numbers in the history of baseball.
Oh.
Yeah, he's hitting 240. He's 246. He's going to project to steal under 20, but he may hit 20. He's on pace to strike out 150 times and walk less than 20.
So he's got some issues.
He just swings at everything. It's one thing
to trying
to be
hard.
Aggressive. Yeah, when you're watching, that sounds so silly to say that a player is trying too hard. You know, it doesn't make sense.
Or he's overthinking
it. But man, when you watch it, or I think underthinking it, because he's just, if the pitch is down and away, he's going to swing. And he's going to miss, or he's going to make weak contact. He's really fast, so it's close. He's almost to first. Like he almost beats the throws. He, you know, this, that, and the other. He's gonna strike out. He's on pace to strike out more than almost any player in the history of baseball.
Fantastic.
It's amazing. Yeah.
You're gonna make history, just make history.
You know, the Brewers, I've seen it before with the Brewers with bad history, with bad like strikeouts and losses and things like that. I'd like it to not happen.
Okay.
Again, because if that happens, Jackson Chourio is that guy who could be an MVP.
Sure.
You need a guy like could at some point, not when you strike out nearly 200 times
not
a year,
sure.
But you know. So that will be, like I said, if there's some real lack of talent. The only nice thing about the Brewers calling up some of these guys is you are going to at least be able to
see what you got. Maybe
you get to see what you get, but also some of these guys that you know aren't very good, that have just sort of been littering your bullpen.
Sure,
they're just around. They've got so many pitchers that are I call them quadruple A. You find these guys who are good in AAA, cannot get anybody out in the majors. If there was only a league between AAA and the majors that these guys could find success in, but there is not.
It's called benching.
Yeah, send them down. Let me see anything else. So that's the only nice thing. You're going to see the bottom of this roster start to make their way out.
Sure.
You're going to see the bottom of this bullpen make their way out. So maybe that helps them win a few more games down the line. I'd like to get optimistic, but you know, every time I turn on the TV, they seem to be losing 3-2.
Yep.
They're down 1-0 right now. Yep. To the Red Sox, another middling team.
Okay.
What else?
NFL. OTA started today for a lot of teams.
Did they now?
Yes.
Okay. Explain to me what the OTAs are for those of us keeping track at home of our NFL calendar.
Well, they're voluntary training camp.
Okay. And voluntary in the fact that if you don't show up, people will judge you on that team, so you're probably showing up.
Like, Kirk Cousins. He's not at OTA today.
Kirk Cousins, the highest paid backup in league history.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's not
going to show up for the Falcons, even though he said he was going to show up and he'll be the backup. Yeah,
but it's OTAs.
Yep. No, you don't need to be there if you know. If you don't, you know, if you feel comfortable saying I'm not going to participate in this for a lot of times, they won't participate in OTAs, organized team activities due to contract stuff.
Correct.
They're in the last year of a deal. They're in their franchise tag.
The ones that matter are going to be the mini camps, which happen typically third week.
Sure.
Second or third week in June. So next month, those are the ones. If Kirk Cousins doesn't show up to those.
You start to ask some questions on the roster. You start to think, is he actually trying to get traded? Because in order to get these bonuses, you have to show up.
Yeah.
You get
fined. To the mandatory ones.
Yep, the mandatory ones, you start losing like, you know, 10 grand a day or something like that if you don't show up to
these. James Cook, Buffalo, is not at the voluntaries.
Interesting. I'm guessing he's got to be
a contract.
He's got to be a running back in the last year of his rookie deal.
Yeah, something like
that. There's a lot of that happens with these players. Happened with Jamar Chase last year. Happened with T. Higgins. Yep. Happens with a lot of the players looking to cash in. Trey Hendrickson for the Bengals again this year. A lot of these players, they're in their last year of their rookie deal. Unless they were first round picks, they're only making, you know, a few hundred thousand, maybe $1 million in a year, and they're one contract. They're one signing away from generational money.
Sure.
But they're also one injury away.
Yeah.
You're one blown Achilles in an organ in a preseason drill from not being able to make any more money. I've watched that happen with a few players here and there. So the OTAs are they sort of start the season then, or does it put an end to or the start to the season then?
Right, they're still between, I think.
Yeah, your draft picks are done.
It's the mandatory mini camps that happen next month. Those are the ones when if people don't show up to that, then there's going to be questions asked.
This is more or less telling you some of the depth chart things.
Sure.
This is installing verbiage for your rookies. This
90-some players trying to get a job down to 53.
And I would assume it's a lot of physically handing people playbooks and like, here's what our team structure is. Here's where the training room is. You know, like you're learning where the team functions and how to be a pro for a lot of these guys,
especially the rookies.
And you got 90 man roster. He's going to be cut in half basically by the time the season starts. So it's a lot of these guys that are here making waves. I mean, as a Packer fan, I can list you every year. Some Packer reporter starts getting excited about some undrafted free agent wide receiver that you never hear from again, Bo Melton. You know, like whoever it is. I'm sure the Vikings have had these guys that. You hear about them in OTAs.
30 seconds.
No way. We didn't even talk about anything.
I know.
We covered literally nothing, but good for us. That's sports.
Wrestling.
We did. We covered more wrestling.
4 minutes of wrestling more than the NFL.
I wanted to talk about Badger football because that's actually coming up here. And something I'd like
week.
To. We will. I'm going to circle it.
Circle it
twice. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for DRT for opening the doors. Everybody should have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.